Hello.
Hi, this is Abigail from Family First Care. I see someone called about Garfield Edwards.
Yes, how are you?
Hi, good. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay, good. So you wanted to apply him for home care services, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I wanted to just run through the process a bit with you, and then we can get started with the application.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So what happens is the patient has to get approved from Maximus, which is the company that works for the state. They have to get 2 assessments with them to see if they're physically eligible. And then once they're approved, they have to get approved from the county as well, which is a financial approval. You have to send in some financial documents. I'm going to send that over to you once maybe the first assessment is done. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the process does usually take about 6 weeks. So we get here back from the county and the assessments are done. But I just want to let you know that before, so you know what you're getting into. It's not so many steps. I'm going to let you know exactly what has to be done at the right time, but it does take a couple of weeks. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I just have to confirm a few things about his financials before, so we can see if he will likely be eligible.
Okay.
Do you know if he's making more than $2,900 a month?
I don't think so.
Do we have to find out?
No. Because he gets the Social Security. That's all he gets.
Right. Okay. He's probably not. Does he own a home or a car?
No.
Does he have any other assets for over $8,000, whether in cash value and savings in the bank?
No.
Or anything, any assets?
Mm-mm.
Is he married?
No.
And is he living with minors at the moment or currently?
No. It's just him and my grandmom, and she's like almost 80. His mom.
Okay. Okay, amazing. So the first step in the process is to schedule the first assessment with the broker. Actually, I did see that he already had his first assessment, correct?
Yes, he did. I didn't know. That was with you guys?
So no, it wasn't. It seems when we got in touch with you, you already had the first assessment.
That was a while ago. I don't mean to cut you off. So that was a while ago. They did have the first assessment, but he had to then wait for the doctors to sign off on a paper to say, like, you know, he really needs the help. But because he had just moved from Georgia, Georgia took so long to get back to the doctors. I mean, they just got back. So by the time they just got back, they basically said that we had to start the whole process over again.
Okay, so what I'm going to have you do is you can call Maximus, let them know you already had an assessment. What they'll probably do is do an assessment over the phone. So it'll be just a phone call. They won't come down.
Okay.
And then what we usually do with the doctor's form is I can have someone call you from a company called New York Best Medical. It's a telehealth company. They can also fill out the form over the phone. They'll ask you a few questions. They fill it out, and they send it back to us.
Okay.
Okay? It is a New York number, so just if you don't mind to look out for that, okay?
That's fine.
And do you have the number for Maximus?
No. Are you able to send it to me if possible?
I can send it to you.
Okay. I'm in the laundry right now, so I'm watching his
No problem. No problem. Okay, so then, and then you could just call them to see if you need it. Schedule an in-person assessment or over the phone.
Okay.
Okay, amazing. And then just text me once you've spoken with them to let me know what happens, okay?
All right. And the number that you're calling me off of,
this is my number. You can save it. My name is Abigail. Family First Care is the home care agency. And you can call and text this number with any questions.
Awesome. Sounds
good. Okay, we'll be in touch then.
All right, and you're going to text me all that information, the numbers and stuff?
Yeah, okay. I'll just text you the number for the broker.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Sure, no problem.
All right, bye-bye.